Okay, so last week we spoke about cleaning the house for Pesach, and that was much more of in the general sense. And now we'll get a little more nitty gritty, and we'll talk about the kalim that you have, or maybe kashering your kalim, kashering the kitchen. I don't know how far we're going to get, but at least we'll lay the groundwork for the site. Okay, so the first shayla that we have to talk about is that all your chametz tikkun kalim, what should we do with all these chametz tikkun kalim? Let's say you don't want to use them for Pesach. That's the first shayla. What do you have to do with all the kalim that you don't want to use for Pesach? So that's sif aleph, taftan aleph, sif aleph. Kederish shalcheres. You have these earthenware kederish and ishtamish ben chametz kol hashana. You use them the whole year for chametz. Afilu oisim choisim daisa aminik machim, even those that you make sharp things in them. Meshav shafon heitiv, you gotta clean it out well. Ve'inyin shalo yehei chametz nikr behem, so there'll be no chametz that's nikr in these kalim. Umutu la'ashoysom la'achra Pesach, and you're allowed to use them after Pesach. You're allowed to keep them for after Pesach. L'shtamish ben ben b'mina ben shalai b'mina, to use them for whatever you want. Umatznien bePesach bMakom Tznuah. You gotta hide these kalim on Pesach in a hidden place. She'ena rugel leilucham. You're not normal to go there. Kedei shlo yaveh leishtamish from bePesach. So you won't come to use your chametz tikkun kalim on Pesach. V'toy v'soigrim v'chedul atznien matech. The best thing is to put it in a separate room and to hide the key. So you lock them up and hide the key. Okay, so that's what you should do with all the kalim. So now, I'm sure you noticed that it says kederish shalcheres. So the Mishnah Berurah. Actually, before we get to that, let's just see the first Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says, "V'hu adin ka'aris tzivkat aleph, v'hu adin ka'aris tashvishna de'iroi klishen gam kinti nahati." Also, plates that you use de'iroi, so you're pouring from a klirishin. Let's say you have this hot thing on the stove, so that's one pot. But then you want to transfer it into another pot to use as a serving plate, and then you pour it onto that plate. So he says, not only the first pot do you have to hide and not use on Pesach, but also the second kaira that you are doing iroi, or it's a cliche, those that you also have to hide. What's it mash from this mishnah? It's mash from this mishnah berurah that when the mechaber said these pots that you use for chametz, it's talking about if you use it to cook, you're cooking with these pots on Pesach. Or that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Not only if you cook them, but even if it's a klisheni, or even if you pour it from the klirishin into a klisheni, all these things are, you're using them for hot stuff. What about cold? Let's say you have a bunch of plates that you only use for cold. Cold chametz, you only put cold chametz. You put your cold popcorn in this popcorn. So do you have to get rid of those? So it's mashma from this Mishnah Berurah that you would not have to get rid of them at all. Okay, but then also that's the first thing. So then the next thing we have here is that it says, you notice this kedeir shalcheres, says earthenware. We know that there's different types of pots. Some are earthenware, some are matzis, some are kliates, some are kliadama, some are kliavan. There's different types of kalim. So cheres. So the Mishnah Berurah says right away, just to dispel this notion that all your alarms are gonna start going off. But cheres, maybe cheres is different than everything else. He says no, it's the same thing. With any type of pot that you have, you gotta clean and get rid of it. It's not just the cheres.
What about mixing bowls, like challah mixing bowls? I'm not sure that's considered cold, but is that considered chametz?
Challah mixing bowls, yeah. So that's actually a specific sip later on, okay. Of course. But because that you always have to be more careful because you're using that for real, real chametz. So. That's a little more, and also it depends exactly what you're doing with the pot. But if we just take, without crushing things in it or really using the pot, that maybe the bleus will go into the pot from the food. So if we're just using like regular pots that you use for cold, you don't have to get rid of. But other pots you would have to hide and get rid of. So
if you're not using them, why would bleus make a difference?
If you're not using the pots,
yeah.
What do you mean? What do you mean? Why? If the cold, are you talking about the cold pots that you don't have to put away, or
even hot anything? If you're not using them,
because we're afraid you're gonna use them. you gotta get rid of them because if they're out, we're afraid you're gonna use them. You know, you're just quickly look under the thing and grab something out.
Just to have the pot, that's not a problem.
That's the chiddush of this mishnah. You would think that maybe you have to kasher all your pots, because now maybe it's chametz shel lulav pesach.
Right. So I'm saying, so b'lias wouldn't be classified as chametz.
So that's the child. Would b'lias of chametz because it's classified as chametz? That's the child. B'lias of chametz.
But
yeah.
When we come to the Laskana, we were saying you have to clean it.
Oh, so you have to clean it, yeah.
Right, but the reason that you were worried that you stopped me, you don't have to. To clean it, but it doesn't mean that you got it fully away.
The blias are swallowed within the walls of the pot. There's no way to clean them out. The only way to get those blias out is to do the kasha. It's the kasha. But we're just talking about, you know, sometimes they weren't, you know, if we look at our own pots also, there might be a little bit of residue over there on the bottom. So you gotta clean that pot. So talking about the blias, the shayla comes out if you have to. Sell when you're selling your chametz. Should you sell the blias, the blias of chametz in your pots? Right? We all have all these pots that we cook with the whole year, and we sell our chametz. So do we have to sell those blias of the pots? So it's mash from here that there's no inyan to sell them. You don't have to sell them because all you have to do is put them away, clean them, and the blias. There's no problem with the blias. Maisa, the stiper says that it's a hither to sell them. So there's really no sweat off your back. You want to sell your chametz anyway, so tell the rabbi, but you also want to sell all the chametz and the blias in the pot. I don't know if that's one of the things that they knock off there, you know, they have a list of things, you're selling all the chametz in this room, that room, this, you know, so I don't know if the blias, so maybe you want to throw in there, it's a hitter, so the sabbat is a hitter, just throw in there, that you want to also sell all the blias in the pot, in all your chametz sticker pots. And
how can you sell blias in a pot if they're not worth anything?
Right, but even if it's not worth anything,
you
won't sell any of the chametz that you're selling.
I hear, but I mean, maybe it's grouped together with all the chametz of your house. I hear what you're saying. The cookie's not worth anything. Maybe people like, maybe the tam that your geshmak or pot that you always cook roast in, you know, that tam is worth something for somebody. You know, they'd rather use that pot to cook
than a brand new pot.
Yeah, maybe, you know.
Yeah.
My mother-in-law always says that the reason why, you know, we always, oh, how do you make such good food? No, it's the old pots. They always, you know, give out all the time. They've been cooking for the past 25 years, so. Okay.
People who don't sell real hummus, like a little bread, right? You're just selling, you know, hummus that's stuck on the toys or whatever it is.
Yeah.
It's also not worth anything.
You're right. I mean, that's not also,
I don't sell any real hummus. I sell hummus that might be left in the, you know, how much is that worth?
Nothing.
Exactly. So I hear.
Same amount as blias.
So there's another shaila here that we know that we're going to get into in a second. We know that you can there is a process that you can kasher your pots. So I just want to point out that Rav Wozner says that Lamaisa, since it's malazeh, pots aren't that expensive. You can go buy it and buy yourself a new pot for Pesach. It's not going to be too much thing. So he says it's really better. It's really best to not. Be seimech on kashering pots, and you'll see. If you go through the halachas, there are certain parts that it gets a little complicated. Exactly how to kasher it, and you know the best way to kasher sometimes is a chachila and there's a b'diavad. So Rav Ozner says, let's not get involved. It's so cheap. Just buy yourself another pot to cook with for a week. You know it's not gonna break the bank. So you may as well do it. Okay, so. Then we also what we said clearly in Mishabru is that in the Mechaber is that you have to clean the pots. So does everybody here know? Do you make sure that you clean all your chametz in the pots before you before chametz?
Right, you can't sell. You're saying you can't really sell them.
Well, first of all, maybe you could, but let's just see. The Mishabru says here
after you've already washed them and put them away, you have to take them and wash them again.
Well, it seems from here that there's a special inyan. Before Pesach, to go clean out all your chametz tikka pots. That's what he says.
Well, if they're clean already, you don't have to go clean it again.
Well, what's this mechaber? Mechaber's talking about dirty pots? Of
maybe
course it's
a maybe this is the mechaber. I mean, assuming that you clean your pots is like a decent cleaning, but there's maybe if you're not doing it.
And there could be some stuff stuck there. You take the chalom pot, right? You know, who's the nose is stuck on that bottom of that chalom pot? So anyway, so he says that you have to clean it. Look what he says here. Meshav Shafan. Sif Katan Vav. We're going to skip around again today because we can't, you know, we don't have time for everything. Let's skip around. Sif Katan Vav says Meshav Shafan. V'moy shif shifan kaidem Pesach. Let's say you didn't do it. Mishav shifan teicha Pesach. So you should take out these chametz tikka past and Pesach. If you didn't clean them out, make sure they're clean. Oy l'achar Pesach. So l'maisa, you're right. That it's brought down that since b'zman hazeh we sell all the chametz anyway, so you just make sure that you're selling all the chametz that are in your pots, and that way you don't have to go and clean them up. So some people like Rabbi Luchtig is not going to sell any chametz.
I sell makbid, just because I don't have that much. I don't have chametz to sell.
You don't sell what?
I don't have chametz in my house to sell.
Oh, okay, but do you have a shita that you don't? Some people hold you can't sell chametz.
Chametz gomer.
Yeah.
Chametz
gomer.
Yeah.
So it could be that.
He drinks it.
Yeah.
He has
drinking
before.
Yeah, you're all invited. We're all drinking dreidel.
I don't have whiskey.
No,
you want a bag of the whiskey? I'll drink it before Pesach.
Okay, so that's what's brought down. It's brought down. The Mazmanazah. If you sell it, then it's okay. You don't have to worry about all this cleaning before Pesach. You should know that. And some people are still not good to clean. I know that my mother before
clean every pot.
I remember. I don't know if this happens every year, but maybe we just had extra time that year. My mother would take out all the dishes, put them all. Remember, I would put all the dishes in the sink, clean them all again, dry them, put them away, and then lock them. So I don't know about all the pots. I know that all the the plates and maybe the spoons and the knives and the forks. I think that she was not good to do. But I don't know if that was just a few years that we had some extra time or not. But that some people, I guess, are still not, but to make sure that they're cleaning everything that they have.
But it's still all locked up. That's still all based on the chashash, you might come to use it.
Right.
So if you're not there for Pesach.
Oh, exactly. Yes. So if you're not there, then it should not have to be an issue for you. Well, nice to know, but there is an issue because you might come back. There still might be a chashash you'll come back. Even if you're planning not to, some business comes up here and all of a sudden you can't, all these vending machines and all these opportunities come up, you might have to come back. So, but that is brought down. I saw it brought down. That you might come back, so you still have to clean up. Okay, so then we also said here that you have to. You have to hide the pots so that you won't come to use it.
Anytime we just put them away and you know where they are.
Well, it says you have to put it in. The best thing is to put it in a separate room and hide the key. Lock it and hide the key.
Well, but the owner's going to know where the key is.
Yeah, sure.
You hide it from everybody else in the house.
No, so let's see. So
looking for the key, then
exactly. Once you start looking for the key, you'll start, hey, wait a second, space off. What am I doing?
You mean grabbing it in a rush? Once you don't do that.
So then there's another thing here, and maybe some people here do it. We look at Sukkot and Zayin, Matzniyan. Yesh lo yikim lasadak ti bedil shal chamash posei chavayis begoyba ha-koysel b'makam sheni yad ad ma'agas ha-shal. So some people like to have these fancy kelim out because it's fancy, it's a nice decoration. You have these nice fancy kelim, strewn around your house that you can't reach it. So can a person leave out his chametz tikka kelim, a real fancy kelim that he wants to out, his Pesach, he's slipping all your fancy kelim, so he wants to put it up really high that he cannot reach it there. So he says, you're not locking it away, maybe you'll come and take a ladder and take it down. So he says that ain't lim chais b'yadim at the end. You see, he says ain't lim chais b'yadim. It's okay. You don't have to, say. And he says, we find that certain places, right? Vav al pisha kol davar shegozav chacham. This is the yisayit. Anytime the chacham or goes or something, machnas chashah meyishkach v'yishnamish b'ayi. Anytime that the chacham make a chashah, made a gzera, that we're afraid that you're going to forget that it's Pesach and then you're going to go use it, or you're going to forget whatever it is. You're going to forget something and you're going to go use it. There's like chilkul b'gzereisim, but us not feeling like doing it's another eser kaimus. Even if they put it up 10 stories high, we're still, once the chacham made a gzera, that's it, you're stuck. Kamayish is barbasim reishayin hei. Like it says in Siman Reish Ayin Hey.
Stuck with.
Anytime that we're afraid that you're going to come and tip something, like he says, like the Lashon we have by Siman Reish Ayin Hey, we know that you're not allowed to have, you're not allowed to read with the Ara Ner, right? So because we're afraid that maybe you're going to be on Shabbos, you're going to bend it towards you. Mm-hmm. So he says, let's say that light is 10 kaimis high. Let's say it's 10 stories high. That light, you're using it to. He says you're still allowed to use it. Once I've gone and made Xer, that maybe you're going to forget. You're going to come use it, so then that's it. They didn't make it there. He says, Mikomakai, Kivan she'ena b'nei yoyman l'bliyas ha'chavis b'shoshem esadmus. And since l'maisen are not b'nei yoyman, l'mikoshken b'aisen t'roik d'ashmid v'klisheini, v'tzorinein, for sure, if something's only used as a klisheini, so the b'liyas really aren't so, not really a stark b'liyas there, so all these things are chumras of, there's a lot of chumras, like I said last week, a lot of chumras that we have by Pesach that we don't have anywhere else by Yisra Hadil. Mashal, if something used as a klisheini, it does not get any iser. Let's say you use pig meat that's boiling hot and you put it in a cliche. Well, let's say pig juice. That's just easier just to get out of all problems. You take some pig soup and you put it into your cliche and you have it in your kosher metal bowl. There's no problem. You don't have to kosher the bowl afterwards because it's a cliche. Cliche is fine. But by chametz, we're always
acquires no beliefs.
Right. But by chametz, It's a different thing. By chametz, it's a different. We're more machmer. So even kelim that uses a cliche, you have to be kasher, and you cannot use it on Pesach. And also, he says and also normally even things that are not ben yoma. Normally, the only thing that's going to ask for is something that's a ben yoma, but something that's not a ben yoma. So he says by chametz we're machmer. Says but over here, since we had number one, we have exera, that the whole thing's exera, that maybe you're going to come use it, and you put it up 10 kaimas high, and the thing's not a ben yoimai, and if it's a klisheini. So many things together, we could be make already. You don't have to be meicha and tell the guy, you got to put away that kelim that's 10 stories high. He says, mikomakim ha-machmer b'zeh tavol ha-bracha. Still, someone who's machmer is very good. Okay, and then he says, the next thing is that you have to hide the key. So how machmer do you have to hide the key? So like he says, right, so Loibar din yovei lechapes achem avteyach. This is what Rabbi Lichtig said, because if someone's going to come and look after the key, he's going to hide the key, he's going to look for it, yisker shu Pesach. So he'll remember that it's Pesach. So Amaya said, do we do this?
No.
We don't do this. So what's our head there?
What, the key would
be there? Yeah, do we lock you lock
up?
I mean, my
in-laws
have the Pesach stuff is locked. They have a lock. They have a key and lock to their covers, but most people don't have covers to.
We tape ours shut. Maybe it's the same
idea.
Oh,
so the child is whether taping is enough. Can you tape it? So Moshe Feinstein says that taping is enough. If you tape it up, because then the person's going to realize, the whole thing's going to rip out, right? So some people tape it, some people write Menachri on it, you know, and also if they sell it. So there's two remembering. Two things to remember.
Moshe says taping is like a locking house.
Yeah, so he says taping is the same.
Why is that?
The
key. The whole thing with the key is that
you're going to run around. The
Shabru?
There's a barrier. You do
exactly.
You don't access the key.
Yeah. Look at the Mechaber. It says, Toil the Sergeant Becheder, Ulatsni Hamafteach. Hide the key.
Okay.
So you should hide the key. So that's what he says. So he says, okay, that's how we're Sergeant Becheder. We can.
The wives would not be happy with this one if we did it.
To lock it, yeah, and hide the key.
Yeah,
hide the key, exactly. Okay, fine, so that's that. So now let's skip ahead a little bit to Siv Dalet. Siv Dalet and Siv Hey. This is where we're going to get into Kasher. We're going to lay the foundation here. It says like this, Kalim Shem Shtam Shem Hem Ayidei Or. Kalim that you use Ayidei Ha'or. What does it mean Ayidei Or? They use it with fire. So the, just take a look at the first three words of the Mishnah Berurah. They're chazayin ayde or peirish b'li mayim. Kegoyin sfud ba'asko shetzayin lov m'liyasu shechametz. Okay, it's basically something that you're cooking in the pot that you're not using water or any liquid to cook the
grill. Right?
A grill, absolutely, a grill. If you grill, you go straight on the grill. There's no water or anything that's helping it cook. So that is, those are kalim that are used ayde or. Like this grill. I'm back in the machaber. Srichim libun. So you've heard, everybody's heard of libun. So you need libun. What's libun? Libun is when you take fire and blowtorch and you torch it. So how much do you have to blowtorch it? So he says here about libun who? This is the shear. Achi who needs sites nitazin mehem. Until there's sparks flying out from these things. So it has to be really, 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 really hot. So hot that sparks are flying out of
them. Generally, it's not too hot to do that because the grill's anyway on the fire. So you just, if you light up your grill, wouldn't that be okay?
Well, okay, so we'll get that in a second. We'll see. We'll get that in a second if you can do that. So that's the Mechaber Shir. And then the Ramah says, the Yesh Mekilim and Mislabin Kol Kach Shekash Nisra Falavi B'chutz. So the Ramah says that you don't have to burn it and make it so hot that sparks are flying out from this grill. You can be makel and only do libun that it's so hot that if you put a straw there, it would burn. If you put the straw, touch the straw to it, so obviously this is a lot less of a degree than the first degree. He says, but what's the meaning? V'noyagim kisfar rishayno, b'chol davar shadina b'libun. So anything that the din is to do libun, then he says the meaning is to do like the first svara, abal davar shadina b'hagala, rak sheyesh bo sedakin, aishem achmir l'lamnoi, sagib libun kal kazeh. But if it's something that has ba'atzim a din to do hagala, which we'll get to in a second, something that has a din to do halakha, but there's, for some reason, there's a reason why the chachamim wants you to do libun. Okay? So hagala is a lesser form of hechsher, right? There's hagala and then there's libun. And so if let's say you have something that really needs hagala, but there's reasons why the chacham are machmir that you want to do libun, so then we can use the lesser degree of libun, the ramaz libun, which is a less of a heap. Okay, so that's Sif Dalet, and then just take a look at Sif Hei, which just talks about the next thing, which is hagala. Kelim shenishtamish v'mechamim. Can they use for hot? Kefi tashmishan hechsher. The same way, the same how you use it, so that's how it's hechsher. For example, in tashmishan bekli rishon, let's say you use this pot straight on the fire as a kli rishon. Kegon kavshan begisim bekeder. You take a spoon and you stir your pot that's on the fire. So tzarech lahechsher bekli rishon. So you also have to kasha with the kli rishon. Then tashmishan bekli sheni, hechsher bekli sheni. Same thing. Hash with the cliche. Like I said before, this is a chumah by Pesach because normally there's no, you don't have to kasher anything that's with the cliche. Ukeli shemashdash by beiroi shamar mekliyishin, something that you pour from a kliyishin onto the pot, to that pot. So loisagil by hash with the cliche. It's not enough to do a hash with cliche. Let's have a arsalam mekliyishin. The same thing. The hasher has to be with a kliyishin. Okay, we're not going to get to the Ramah just yet. But before, okay, so then we have. Take a look at Sifkan Chav Zayin. We started Sifkan Chav Zayin, and we said that what does it mean to in Sif Dal? So Sif Dal is talking about when you use, let's say, a grill. So if you're using a grill, something that goes straight onto the pot without any water or any type of liquid. So he says that's the one. Then and I stopped, go right after the brackets. Ulefish guf hachametz naigeya behen b'shas tzli yosoi. Since there's no right medium that's bringing the tam of the chametz, it's going straight in. It does not niflat, right? It does not come out from this grill. It's not going to come out with hagolas mayim, right? Right? We've never heard of. We always heard of kabayloi kach poyta. However it goes in, that's how it comes out. Okay, so let's stop there for a second. So now, the Shiloh comes up, and this is really where it's going to get a little more. What is Hagolah? What's Hagolah accomplishing, and what's Liban accomplishing? When you do Hagolah, okay, this is let's start with Hagolah, because this is Pasha. Everybody agrees that by Hagolah, the way what happens is that the Tam, you're extracting the Tam by doing Hagolah. There's all this Tam that's in this pot, that you've been cooking with for the past year, you want to get all this tam out, all this tam chametz out. How do you get it out? By doing hagol. By soaking it in boiling hot water, all the tam now is coming out of the pot, into the water, and goodbye. The tam's out. Okay? The shaila becomes, does libun do that? Does libun do kabbalah kachpot? Does libun take out the tam that's in the walls of the keli? Or does libun, there's another tzad that libun doesn't take out the tam. What libun does is it burns everything up. It just goes in there and just destroys everything it touches. So it's not extracting the tam, it's destroying the tam. So what does libun do? So
what's
it's not coming
out?
It's a second. So the nafmina is going to be a very negative against nafmina. But let's say so. But what's it mashma this mishavua? It's mashma. That he says that since he says the tam is not niflat with hagolah, the tam is only niflat with libun. So it sounds like he's saying that the way that libun works is that it takes out the tam. It doesn't burn up the tam. It takes out the tam.
What was the other tzad? One is that it
takes it takes out the tam, just like Agala. It takes out the tam. The other tzad is that it doesn't take it out, but it just destroys it. It destroys the tam. By going in, it destroys the tam. I'll tell you in a second. The nachmina is, but I'm saying that it's not for the smisha brura. It's not for the smisha brura that it takes out the tam. So the difference is going to be very simple. You have this barbecue, or let's say you have in your oven. You have those trays that you bring. What are they called?
Grills.
What?
Grills.
They're called grills. Okay, so those things are those grills. So those, we have to be nervous that sometimes when you're cooking in there, if you know for sure that you never, no food has ever touched the actual thing, then you don't have to do it.
Generally not.
Generally not, but I think
something could spill,
something could go on, you know.
So self clean is lippin?
Okay, so the child's like this. Let's say you know that you never put your oven hotter than 450 degrees. Or let's say broil. Okay, let's say you never put it hotter than broil. Some people never put their oven on broil. I do. I'm making hot dogs with corn broil. But if it was up to my wife, she would never have the oven on broil ever. It's like a man thing. What?
Makes a mess, no?
I mean, I don't know. It's just like a faster way. It's not really the right way to cook it. Okay, whatever. But let's say you've never put your oven hotter than 500. Okay, so then what's the hottest that food has ever been cooking on this grill? 500. So then, kabayla kach palto. If you say that liban is just extracting the tam, so all you got to do is wait 24 hours, wait for the oven to be in a binyan, put the oven on 500 degrees for, let's say, an hour, and now everything's good. But if you say that pshat that liban is that liban has to destroy all the chametz, so then liban, like the machaber said, it has to be so hot that it's...
Sparks are coming out.
That sparks are coming out. Now, how hot is that? It's not 500 degrees. It's a lot hotter than 500 degrees. Some people say it's self-clean. If you put on self-clean, it gets up to like 1,000 or something, like 800, 900 degrees. So
it's for sure good.
So if you do a self-clean, right, that's the thing that I think, I don't know for sure, but I think that self-clean, they say, is the same shear as this machab. Or I guess you can be silent.
There's the second one with the straw, right? Definitely.
Second, no, certainly there are most, but we always want the minigas to be, you know, to be machmer. So...
Is there basically the nachmina will be if you can kasher...
If you want to kasher your oven.
That doesn't have self-clean.
Right, so how are you going to kasher something that doesn't have self-clean?
If the pshat is it takes out of time, then you could do it as long as you do it on the
So you just do it on the hottest that the oven goes. Right. But if the pshat is that you need it to go to a certain temperature in order to burn out all the time, and less than that is not going to extract the time at all, so then you're going to have a problem. So the
remote... Well, sure, self-clean has no sparks. It doesn't get high enough to be sparks.
Yeah, I hear. I don't know. I don't know. Like I don't. I'm not sure what the
even blowtorch glows. It's not sparks. It just gets red hot. Probably just glows. Electric sparks. And sparks just.
Yeah, I mean, that's why like they have this all in degrees now. I didn't look it up, but they have these all in degrees. Like what exactly is Lieben? It's called Lieben Chomer and Lieben Kal. Lieben Chomer is the Mechaber and Lieben Kal is the remote. Okay, so Lamaisa, if you hold Kabbalah Kach, all you have to do is put the oven on the highest that you've ever cooked anything on it, and then you're good.
How long are you supposed to leave it on for?
I think they say an hour. That I've seen, I think it says an hour. You should leave it on for an hour. But otherwise you should if you hold it up, so also Maisha says that this Mishabrua is a little mistake. It's a little confusing, and he has a whole way to type to the Mishabrua. It doesn't really mean that Liban does Kabbalah Kach Poeta, because he says that that's not how Liban works. Liban works that you're destroying the time. You should know the Minchas Yitzchak. Minchas Yitzchak also holds.
Is he disagreeing with the Mishmur?
Yeah, so it doesn't seem that he's disagreeing. He's touching up the Mishmur. The Mishmur really means what he's saying. That really you need to do Liban is that you're destroying the time. And if this is destroying the time, you need to reach the much higher level, much higher degree of temperature. And he has a whole way how to answer up this Mishmur. And this is also this is Gabayt on a Prima Gadim. The Prima Gadim's mashma that's how Liban works. That you're destroying the tam, not that you're extracting the tam. Okay. So then we also have the this is also a tremendous yesod in chametz and other yesod. Sifkan chavches trichin Liban. Sifkan Chavches. Shrisha Lidl. So he says this. Akdim ha-hakdama ketzara. I'm going to give you a small hakdama. V'yitzdarach b'kama mekaymas. This, you need to know this for if you want to learn Hilchos Pesach right. Da. The isa b'gemar, the dafka davar isa ha-nivla b'kli ha-yidei or tzarach libo. Avo davar heter ha-nivla b'kli ha-yidei or afsha achakach nesar kegay basar kachim shetzilo b'tzfil ha-gabi or he says, the Yisrael is like this. The only time that you're going to need libun when you cook with something without water is if, when you're cooking it with the without any water, right, the grill, when you're grilling it, so it, the iser goes straight in. The iser is being nivla into the
racks.
But let's say it was heter that was nivla into the racks. But later, it be turned into iser. What's the best example? Nicer. Well, chametz, I get the same. Nicer. You have kachem, right? You're allowed to eat this kachem. Right now, it's Sunday. You're allowed to have one day to eat this kachem. So you go into your grill, you just shechted the carbon, you make it a barbecue, and you grill onto your grill all this geshmak of meat. You ate it, everything's great. But as soon as the day's over, now it's nicer. So now, how do I? You can't use that grill now because it has now all those bleas turned into nicer. So how do you kasher those racks? How do you kasher those racks? So he says the yisoid is that since it was nivla beheter, all you need is agala. Okay. So he says that's the thing. So now, what's the halacha with chametz? What's with chametz?
It'll be nice.
Is chametz heter or iser?
Same thing as
noser. Well, that's the thing. Is chametz the same thing? Is that you use this the whole year, but the whole year you're allowed to eat chametz? It's never. It's not aser. It's only aser. Maybe shei shoysel, right? Shei shoysel
nail. But you're never allowed to eat noser.
Right, you're allowed to eat nicer. Yeah, I know.
But this item.
Yeah, but it only turned into nicer.
So you're saying
do we treat
chametz as never time? Pesach, that was
right?
That's true. That's true. But nicer is never.
No, there is.
Okay, very good. Yeah, because you're already saying all the stories. Yes, very good. So we're about to say that. Okay.
Is that how he says?
Yeah, that's it. We're about to say. So this is the machlekes that the paiskim had by chametz. Yesh oimrim dezeh gamkein mikri hetei lebala. Some say that's also called hetei bala. Shabemza shorek yishnivah chametz shabalaisa, whatever it is, bashvod. How you hetei? Yeah, okay, tagi b'agola is over. You can do agola on your eye. You never have to do liban. You never ever have to do liban for chametz. Who called Kail Shitashmisha Day or Lingy Pesach Tai Agala? I have to do Zagala. It would save us a lot of frustration. Miyeshaim Dafka Nicer. Why should be Ace Hablia like Haya Shame Nicer Alasa Cloud? It didn't have a shame of Nicer. It wasn't you can't call that Nicer. It's only Nicer once the day was over. Lachay Nikodav is never shame of terrible. Abu Chamed. The be'ez hishtam shesashvud b'chametz hayashem chametz al bliya. It was still called chametz. It had a shame of chametz. Va'ashav gamkein shmei chametz. Nothing changed. Still has the same shame of chametz. El sha'ata nisayir ha'isa l'mafreya shem chametz. Now what happens is that l'mafreya anything that was chametz is now asir. So loy mikri b'shem ha'teir bala. So therefore it's not called a teir bala. The chametz bala b'soychei v'gam actual chametz. So that's called the Surabala, Trichum Liba. Okay, so this is the big, big machlekes, tremendous machlekes that we're going to.
That again on the
yeah, sure.
What you just
said. Yeah, sure. So the shaila is right. When we have kachin, you cook kachin on your grill, so it's heter. You're allowed to eat it, right? You're eating it. You're eating it right now. But now once the day's over, so now it's nicer. So all the bleas become nicer. So now you got to kasha that those racks. So the halacha is that since when the blias went in, it was heter. So now the we can be makel that since it only went in, it went in the heter. So now that it turned this, all you have to do is halal. But what's my chametz? Is chametz the same halacha? Because so now when all the blias are going into this pot, it's mutter. I'm allowed to eat this chametz. So it's called a terrible. And now after Pesach, I'm going to want to use this keli. So now all the blias are going to turn back. They're going to turn into iser. That's like nicer. It's like a time thing. As soon as it's hit 12 o'clock, you turn to pumpkin, it's usher. So do you say that? Or the child says, no. By nicer, it gets a new shame. As soon as the day's over, now it changes from basar kachim mutter into the shame of Nicer. We call it now, it's a new shame, Nicer. So now they're changing to name. So now that's called a Teir Bala. Because when originally went in, it did not have the shame of Nicer. But here by Chametz always has the same shame. Chametz, it's Chametz. It's Chametz today, it's Chametz tomorrow. Just Pesach cannot eat Chametz. So since it always had the same shame, so therefore it's not called a Teir Bala, it's called Isur Bala. And now that it's called Isur Bala, so now you have to do Liba. This is the Yisoidus over here that's going to take you through the entire Tufton Aleph, Tufton Beis, Kuf Tuf Aleph, would make your life a lot easier if you had a Teir Bala. So what does he say? Lezeh, so this second sad that he said, that it's really Isur Bala, Hiskimu Roiv HaPaiskim, V'alkein Pasuk HaMechaber Kavasei. So, unfortunately, our lives aren't that easy, and they not become easier. The Mechaber and most Paiskim hold that Chametz is called Isur Bala.
So then you'd have to use
you gotta do it. Okay, so that's what the Mechaber holds. Now I just want to point out that let's see, where is this? Tufnun Beis. Take a look at Tufnun Beis, which is also continuing with the Hashar Kalim. Sif Aleph.
It's
okay, so when should you kasha your kalim? So the Mechaber says, Yeshli hizor lahagel koidim shel chamishas. Don't push off kashing your kalim to the last minute. Make sure you do it before the fifth hour. Kedesh lo yitzarech ledakta kim hakelim b'nei yoyim le'lap. So you don't have to worry about whether the kalim are b'nei yoyim or not. Okay, that's a heter, if it's before the fifth hour, then there's no hakpada that the kalim be an anim b'nei yoyim. It can still be b'nei yoyim because really, It's still het there. That's what, because
right.
when you're kashering it, it's not usher yet. So right. Therefore, the only time you have to make sure it's not a ben yayma is if it's usher.
It becomes usher at the fifth hour.
Yeah, after the fifth hour, it becomes usher. Once again, it's the sixth hour. So, so you should do it before the fifth hour. So he says. So zokta mishabura. What's the reason? Tam lezeh. What's the reason? And this is also big yisoy when it comes to kasher and kalim. Dihine inyan hagolahu. What's the inyan hagolahu? There's sichas hamayim, the boiling hot water, maitzias habalua bekeli. It takes out the blias of the keli. Aval yesh lachush, here's the chashash you're going to have by always hagolah. This is what you should always have a kasher. The achush maitzias habalua, yasr v'yabala bekleim, ashapalta. What are you gaining by kashering your keli? It's going to go right back in.
Diluted, I was that.
Huh?
Diluted, it's not.
It's diluted?
Yeah.
So what?
No.
Still is.
Still there.
So we're looking at. So what? If there's shishim. So if there's shishim, then you're right. Because then it's already, but if it's not shishim, it's still the same time. It's going to go right back in.
You think about, dipping them into this big vat of water.
Okay, yeah, so if it's a big vat of water, you're right. But, we don't always have, you just use a bigger pot. You could technically just use a bigger pot, yeah. So this is always a problem you're always going to have by kashing your kalim. Umeneich shash zeh kosva paiskim the aim lahagol rak klisha ben yaimai. That's why generally you should always kash your kalim not ben yaimai. The oz afim yivla mashapala tarilof gamu. That's why you have to make sure whenever anybody asks, and I'm going to ask you now. Okay, so I want to kasha this thing that I just trafed up. What should I do? The first thing you tell me is make sure it's not a ben yaimai.
It's usually like a year old.
Yeah, no, it's usually been sitting on top of your fridge for the past 3 months. You don't get around it. And your wife wants to put it away already. So then what should you do? So he says, you'd always wait for it to be 24 hours, and then it's lived gone. You should know that when I was very excited when I learned this, when I was learning about all the Hashem Kalim, so then I was very excited to kasher my first Kaili. So I remember the first time that I had something that became a shiloh, a trafe, whatever. So right now, I was like, okay, we're going to fire up the stove, we're going to put it into the agalah Kalim. And then I realized afterwards it was a ben yaimai. So I was like, oh, see, look at that. Okay, but anyway, it was okay. We got out of the problem another way. But so he said, that's why you have to be careful that it's not a ben yaimai. Oishi b'mayim shishim avatol splitos this. Or there should be shishim. V'yalzeh kamra mechaber din magol koinim shalcham ishis dein tzach lizar mechozer. That's what the mechaber said. If you do it before the fifth hour, you don't have to be careful. V'yishim da'az haloi huwa dayin zman het v'chametz. It's still heter. So therefore, it's not bar not, which Mitzvah we'll get to maybe after Pesach. But that's not, it's once something's not Parnat, it's the Tom, right? The Tom started off in the Keli. Now the Keli came out and went back into the Keli. It's already this is twice removed. So that Tom is not so stark. So when you have not Parnat, the Hetera, that's going to always gonna be Mutter. When you have not Parnat Yisu, that's always going to be awesome. But here, Chometz is Hetera.
It's like only by Chometz do you see that, basically. It's probably the only time you can see that.
Well, you'll have it also, let's say you have just Basar, just Chal. It gets involved with Basar and Chal, which we'll, that's something we might get to have to base on. That you might have, you have Basar and Chal, they're both Heter. So if you have a situation of Naparnat, which they're both Heter, then that's why it's going to be Mutter. That's why Naparnat and Basar and Chal is going to be Mutter. Okay, we'll get to that. But by Chometz, also, he says, by Chometz, really Chometz is Heter. And therefore, it's no problem, even though it's a Ben Yaimai, since it's before the fifth hour, So it's going to go back into the pot? No problem. It's not Parnat. Not Parnat to Tenger is fine. So the Kasha of Kivagar asks, is that how can the Mechaber here, Mishmur says over here, that in Tachman Af, which you just learned, that the Mechaber is Mashma, that you need Libun, because he doesn't hold of Chomis, is a Terabala. But here he says that as long as you Kasha before the fifth hour, you're okay, because it's out there anyway. So what's scary? What do you mean a Terabala? But as soon as it hits Pesach, it's going to be Surabala. And I'm going to have a problem now, but you should have to wait for the B'nai Ben Yaimai. This is Kivagar's Kasha. Somebody else has the Kasha also. Chaz Nish wants to say it hurts, but okay, we'll stop here.
What's the
Chaz Nish
say in one line?
It's a little complicated. You can look at it.
It's my question.
Yeah.